now.
And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin is currently trading at $3,706, down 2% in the last 24 hours. We have Ripple currently trading at 34 cents, down 2%. Ethereum currently trading at $104, down 4%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $171, down 5% in the last 24 hours. We have EOS currently trading at $2.94, down 8%. And Stellar currently trading at 13 cents, and that's down 3% in the last 24 hours. I want to give a special shout out to Bitcoin Private, which is currently trading at $1.52, up 16%. And Zilliqa, which is trading at 1 cent, and that's up 14%. They've done an amazing job outperforming the market massively. Factum, I think, was the biggest hit in the last 24 hours, and that's down 18%, currently trading $8.29. Interesting times in the market. We're seeing a lot of people selling, a lot of fear. I think a lot of fear-mongering as well. The market cap is currently $121 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is currently 53.2%. Oh my gosh. I mean, when I go on and I do research and look for things to talk about that are going to be of value to the audience and to you, the listener, I always find people advertising ICOs. How can you look to raise money in the current market conditions for a project that's looking to utilize a token? Are you not looking at the lay of the land? Are you not looking at what's currently happening? The fact that we're moving away from the ICO model, the STO model looks like something that is going to be providing structure for the next run for funding within these new projects in the space. I mean, how can you do an ICO without thinking about that? Like, we've done that. That's like last season. And I find so many people trying to grab onto the tail end of that. And I've seen them. I've seen a lot of people kind of stop the ICO and say that you know, at this current point in time, that the ICO isn't the best model for them, and they're going to down the venture route. And it's interesting. You see more and more projects are really going to venture capital firms, because there's so many now in the blockchain space, and that there's always a growing demand. But, you know, so many are now going and offering equity, kind of like a traditional business would. I mean, gone, I think, are the sweet days of offering zero equity and raising tons of cash with a white paper. But it's interesting. I think that free form of capital was an amazing thing to be part of. And I think it will come back, but I think it will come back with a bit of a structure to it. But it'd be interesting to see how that looks the next run up and the next funding of projects. Will it be the STO? Will it be something else? That's what we'll find out very shortly. So with that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's find out what people are talking about. What is the market doing? What people are saying in the market? So let's get on to the next part of the show. Let's get down to business. There's been lots of big stories out today, so let's focus on the big one. Bloomberg says Nasdaq is still planning Bitcoin futures launch in 2019. So US stock exchange operator Nasdaq is reportedly sticking with plans to launch Bitcoin futures contracts early next year. A Bloomberg report on Tuesday, citing people familiar with the matter, said that Nasdaq will likely still list its own Bitcoin futures contracts Q1 2019, despite the weak crypto markets over the last year. It's currently working through regulatory issues with the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, they added. Back in February, the CFTC strengthened its review process for cryptocurrency future products. Its new checklist pertaining to designated market contracts and derivatives clearing organizations was aimed to assist regulators as exchanges introduced new crypto products onto the market. The Nasdaq contracts are said to be based on Bitcoin's spot price on numerous exchanges and will be compiled by New York-based investment management firm VanEck. Nasdaq was first revealed to be preparing to offer Bitcoin futures products in November of last year. The very first Bitcoin futures contracts hit the market almost a year ago, with offerings from the CBOE and CME Group, arriving as Bitcoin's first prices peaked to the all-time high, nearly $20,000 in December. More recently, the Intercontinental Exchange, or known as ICE, announced it is launching a physically delivered Bitcoin futures product through a new exchange called BAKT, B-A-K-K-T. The launch was postponed from December 2018 launch date to January 2019 due to volume of interest in the company and work required to get all the pieces in place, the firm said. So it's interesting. It looks like to Q1 2019, there's lots of different things going on, lots of happening, so there'll be lots of stories out. Potentially a small rally, let's say. Let's hope that happens. But what's key is that we're seeing large institutions now having the ability to get involved in the crypto space. And that's what's key, because this is one step further to unlocking the institutional wall of capital that's looking over at this space. And that's what's going to take us from 124 billion to a $1 trillion market cap, baby. Let's go. You know I couldn't do this show today without mentioning Tether. So Tether says customers can once again deposit and redeem fiat. Tether LTD, the controversial issuer of the Tether stablecoin, USDT, which aims for parity with the US dollar, announced Tuesday that it'll reopen account verification for new customers and enable customers to redeem Tether for fiat currency directly through its platform. Tether is able to return its original vision of having a wallet for creating and redeeming directly on its own platform without having to rely on a third party, the company said in a post on its website. The update allows the immediate withdrawal of Tether to fiat one-to-one, with the ability to acquire coming soon. Notably, withdrawals will be subject to a high minimum of $100,000 and significant fees. Tether's white paper says the token holders are able to redeem their USDT directly for dollars, which the white paper says the company holds in a bank account at a one-to-one ratio with outstanding USDT tokens. Questions about Tether's access to stable banking partners and the lack of a full audit, which the company has promised, have caused an erosion of confidence in the token's fiat backing, leading to exchange rate to break dramatically with the dollar at one point in mid-October. Tether is now banking on the Bahamas-based Deltic, which the company noted in Tuesday's announcement. The direct redemptions promised in the white paper came to an end following a November 2019, security breach. However, restrictions on deposits and withdrawals have been in place since April 2017, when Wells Fargo stopped providing the correspondent banking services to Tether's Taiwanese banking partners. While transactions from the Tether's website were halted following the November 17 breach, the company encouraged buyers to use the services and any one of a dozen global exchanges to acquire or dispose of Tether for either US dollars or other cryptocurrencies. Since that time, customers have been able to deposit USDT to Bitfinex Exchange, which has overlapping shareholders and management with Tether LTD, and withdraw fiat, although many customers have complained that they waited for weeks for their money to arrive. Some gave up and cancelled the withdrawal, transferring the USDT to another exchange such as Kraken, which offers a USDT-USD trading pair. Following persistent complaints from customers regarding delayed withdrawals, Bitfinex announced new fees for large or frequent fiat withdrawals. In Tuesday's announcement, Tether said the withdrawals and deposits would be subject to minimums of 100,000 and 100,000 USDT, respectively. It also detailed fees depositing or withdrawing fiat from the platform. Depending on the size of the withdrawal, fees range from 0.4% or $1,000 or greater to 3%. Customers can withdraw fiat once per week, and higher fees will be charged to those withdrawing more than once a month. For deposits of any size, fees are at a flat 0.1%. So it's interesting what's going on with Tether at the minute. And I think a need for a stablecoin is absolute. I think we can all agree with that. But I also believe that if Tether came around in the last 2 months, I don't think they would have taken off. I think the reason they have the power that they do and the momentum behind them is because they were very early in what they did. They were able to execute. They were able to build up momentum, build up trust. And I know as well that it's tough for these guys to get banking relationships. Like, it's not that they don't want to have a banking relationship with a HSBC or a Wells Fargo. It's that these guys don't want to work with them because of the situation that they're using cryptocurrencies to dollars. And in the banking world so far, or the general consensus is that this is a bad thing, and they haven't been open to working with Tether. And the full audit as well, I think they're having issues because they haven't got a bank account to actually do a full audit. But I've been told by many people that they actually have the money And I think at this stage they just need to sort it out. I mean, being able to deposit and withdraw once a week is a joke. Like, you have control of your money. That's the whole point. And I think they need to sort it out, but I think they know what they need to sort out as well. So they've got many things to work on. But let us know your views on Tether in the Telegram group. And the best way to join up is just typing in SVK Crowd. With that, you will find us. Enter the group and join the conversation. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention as always. Hit us up on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. Thank you so much for your time and attention. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.